Cuba, and much more. Today is Thursday, August 10, 2023. The organization secretary of the Central Committee of the Cuban Communist Party, Roberto Morales, received this Wednesday the secretary general of the Liberal Democratic Party in the Upper House of Japan, Sako Hiroshige. At the meeting, Morales recognized strong ties of brotherhood that unite both nations and the support received from Japan in a group of economic and social programs with a broad impact on the lives of Cubans. For his part, the Japanese parliamentarian thanked the affection with which they have been received and recognized that despite the distance, Cuban owes the important milestones of Japanese culture and history. The Japanese ambassador to Cuba, Hirata Kenji, and other legislators from Japan's upper house participated in the meeting. On the Cuban side, the head of the Department of International Relations of the Cuban Communist Party, Emilio Lozada, and other party officials were present. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported that the Caribbean island has the lowest rate of infant mortality due to congenital malformations in the region of the Americas. This result is in children under 1 year of age, one per thousand live births, specifies the aforementioned portfolio cited by the Granma newspaper. The achievements of the National Medical Genetics Program contribute to the decrease in the population frequency of disabilities from genetic causes and to the increase in life expectancy. Among the keys to success is the use of medical genetics as part of comprehensive care for pregnant women within the maternal and child program for the diagnosis, management, and prevention of genetic diseases and congenital anomalies. Last Saturday, the National Center for Medical Genetics of Cuba reached its 20th anniversary with the imprint of the Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro, promoter of the study of the genetic heritage of the Caribbean nation. The Cuba Cooperation France Association, CubaCoop, denounced this Thursday the extraterritoriality of the U.S. blockade against the island and its impact on the work of accompanying socio-economic development that the organization has been carrying out for almost three decades. In its weekly publication, La Lettre Electronique Hebdo, which reaches thousands of readers on French soil, the association specified that a few days ago it was notified by a bank of the closure of its current account, operated for several years without incident, a decision that the entity did not officially justify. According to the association created in 1995, this fact confirms that the French banks have accepted the extraterritoriality of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba for more than 60 years. CubaCoop recalled that this extraterritorial edge of the siege of Washington has already led in the recent past to the payment of a multi-million-dollar fine from the BNP Paribas Bank. Likewise, it announced that it will resort to the French authorities, including the President of the Republic, to demand that national laws and those of the European Union be respected in full exercise of their sovereignty, which happens by not accepting interference of foreign rule. The Cuban ambassador to Iran, Alberto González Casals, celebrated the 44th anniversary of the beginning of relations between both countries. Casals catalogues the ties between the two states as relations of friendship and cooperation for the benefit of both peoples. In May 2022, both states held the 18th session of the Iran-Cuba Intergovernmental Commission in Tehran in order to reactivate ties in economic, commercial, financial, and collaboration matters. As a result of that meeting, government representatives from both parties signed 13 high-ranking agreements in the energy, agricultural, banking, and industrial sectors. Cuba and the Islamic Republic of Iran have maintained uninterrupted diplomatic relations since August 8, 1979. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.